good?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna call to order the April 26, 2021 Town Council Regular Meeting. Roll call, please. At 6:02, I'm sorry.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Jacob Elder.
Present.
Charlie Smith.
Here.
Michelle Miller, Clerk Treasurer, present.
Okay, please join us with prayer and then followed by a pledge allegiance. We have from St. John Paul II, Ms. Ashley, here tonight. Very much.
Okay, right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Come Holy Spirit, we ask your blessing and protection upon the town of Sellersburg and those representatives that are here meeting tonight. May you give them the wisdom and the understanding they need to represent the population of Sellersburg and to do the will of God as they carry out their duties. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, motion to amend or adopt the agenda is presented. So move, we got a motion by Scott, we have a second. You already got something you want to add?
Yeah, I believe you wanted to discuss, and Charlie has some aerials of that road.
Okay, Wilson Road, okay.
Thank you. You just probably put that underneath new business.
Put it under number three is new business.
Sir.
Wilson Road.
So make a motion to amend the minutes?
Right.
Amend the agenda?
Amend the agenda?
Yeah, motion to amend the new agenda that's presented.
So move.
Motion by Matt, got a second.
Second.
Second by Scott, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, name, motion approved. All right, approval of minutes submitted by the Clerk Treasurer and also on our website. Have a motion to approve those minutes.
So move.
Motion by Scott, got a second.
I'll second.
Second by Matt, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, name, motion approved. Comments from the public on agenda items? Okay. Moving right on along, last meeting, to our ordinances and resolutions, we read ordinance number 2021-R-. I'll go down to that after the next one, I'm sorry. I was ahead of myself. Our new ordinance that we have to read tonight is 2021-OR-011. It's an ordinance transferring certain funds. As you have in front of you, it sits there and states, whereas pursuant Indiana Code 36-5-2, this Town Council of Sellersburg, Indiana is the town legislative body, and the president of the town council is the town executive, and whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, the legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town, and whereas from time to time the council desires to transfer funds for the needs of the town. Now, therefore, it be ordained by the Town Council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following funds be transferred from Streets and Sanitation Storm Drain to BPZ Department Salaries, $72,000. From Streets and Sanitation Storm Drain to BPZ Insurance, $30,000. From Streets and Sanitation Storm Drain to BPZ INPRS, $17,000. Streets and Sanitation and Salting to TC Medicare, $40,000. TC Consulting to TC Subscriptions / Dues, $1,000. Streets and Sanitation, Street Equipment to TC FICA-SS, $70,000. From Streets and Sanitation Facilities to Streets and Sanitation Telephones and Internet, $5,000. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect upon the passage and prolongation as evident by the firm distinctions of the undersigned and the majority duly elected and serving members of this council. So as you all have in front of you, as I've read, a little move on money this evening. So do I have a motion to do so?
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion about any of this? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved on the first reading. Want to go on and knock this out with the second reading, okay?
Motion.
All right, motion to deny, read.
I'll make a motion to waive the second reading.
Okay, all right. So with that said, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay.
Brad, now you need a motion to approve.
Okay, all right, okay. I had it in my brain here for a minute, but I was wondering there. Motion to approve this ordinance 2021-R-011.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, I'm sorry, you got a question? Anybody? I'm sorry. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, 5-0. Thank you. Catching something out of here, didn't hear me. Apologize. All right, okay, well, I was stating earlier, ordinance number 2021-R-010. It's ordinance amending 52.01 of the Code of Ordinances for the Town of Sellersburg. We read the first reading last meeting. And I don't know if anybody had any questions as far as ordinance amending the our water summer rate average and when it starts and when it doesn't start. So it looks like in events of months of June, July, and August, and September is considered the summer months. And everyone knows that they need to come in and get a round meter or whatever for the town.
Put notifications in the bucks up for this month. Kind of bills come in.
Quite a few people.
For the information.
Just for clarity purposes, you do not need a meter if you're on the summer hydrant.
You need a meter when you fill your pool if it's in the month of May.
I'm talking for irrigation.
No.
That's summer, that's average. No meter is required.
No.
So the only time that anyone needs a meter is for their pool.
When they're filling their pool, if it is before the month of June.
Or if they choose to voluntarily put a meter on their irrigation system.
At which case, that'd be on them because of the water. This is not about how much water you use, it's how much sewer you use.
I understand that. Well, my question is for people in my district that this will be a big factor for is to make sure that we're clear on what their responsibilities are as residents. So they have pools, they need to come down and get a meter, fill their pool. You guys will work out what the bill is at a reduced rate, I'm sure. More than likely.
We would capture that usage in the month of May and apply it to a wastewater credit for the month of June, once that meter is returned within the month of May.
As long as they return the meter intact, no damages, all that. And then for those who just water their lawns, it's just the summer averaging. For the winter.
Starting in June.
Right, June, July, August, and September. Against October, November, December, and January.
Correct.
However that works out, whether one's less than the other, one's more than the other, the billing department works that out.
Correct.
Good. And that'll be posted on the website and in the mailer?
We will put it in the mailer the next go around, the statements. So when the bill comes in, if their April bill comes in May, we'll put it in there.
So basically, this will settle all this, will be no confusion or everything?
No separate meters, no separate meter reading, no, nothing of that nature. Like I said, the only time a meter is going to be used is to track the amount of water that you use to fill your pool if it's prior to the month of June for a wastewater credit. If someone chooses not to meter their pool, there will be no credit issued. Or they can wait to June and it will automatically figure into their summer averaging.
Well, good. Put my name on the list for meters. That'll be.
Can you call billing office?
Call billing. I don't want you to treat me any different.
246-3820.
I have a question, Brad.
Absolutely.
For Charlie, I guess.
Yes.
On the meters, the only pool I've ever had built in my yard was you throw the garden hose in over the side and fill up the pool. I guess Scott would know if he's got an in-ground pool. process of filling it up. It's not just a garden hose, is it?
Same exact thing, garden hose.
Garden hose.
Yep.
So, do you know if anybody's got a pool that fills up a different way?
Those days of calling the fire departments or hooking up into a fire hydrant or running your bigger, those days are over.
I just thought there was maybe a PVC line that ran to some pools that did a fill, but it's all garden hose as far as you know?
As far as I know, I haven't seen anybody else. If somebody else has a faster way of doing it that's correct and legal, I would be more than happy to do that because sometimes it takes hours to fill it up. Sometimes how much you lose over the summer and winter.
So just for clarity, it hooks to where the garden hose spigot is and the garden hose is after it hooks to it, so that's.
You would hook your garden hose to your house and then this would fit on the end of the garden hose or somewhere within the garden hose or out of the house, whatever fits into the line of the garden hose to the pool. Turn the outside spigot on. You are going to pay for that water regardless of what it is because you are utilizing it properly.
You want a meter to water, I get that, but I just thought if someone had a different way of filling their pool and it wasn't through a garden hose, that. I'm not a pool guy, but do you think there would be a different way to fill it up other than a garden hose?
Depending on the in-ground pool you have on, maybe drain yours all the way. I know people who don't. You know, same thing with above-ground pools. Typically, you don't drain them all the way. You drain them down below your skimmer level. So you're not, you know, you're not filling it from the bottom every single season. You're typically topping it off.
Okay.
Type of thing.
So how do we put, just curious, how do we put water in the municipal pool up at Mosley Park? How do we have water?
We have a metered, built-in metered fill valve.
Okay. That's what I was going to. I thought maybe somebody with a pool in their yard had something.
And they may have. I mean, someone had.
It's possible.
It's possible someone has an auto fill option. Again, you know, if they wanted to wait till June, it'd all factor in the summer happening.
Okay. Well, but just to clarify for me, the only meters we have hooks onto the garden suite.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, Randy, if you choose to grab a 5-gallon bucket and want to fill my pool up, bucket by bucket, you're more than welcome to.
I was just curious if somebody, you know, basically a high-end home had an in-ground pool. I just didn't see him dragging a garden hose across there filling it up. But it seemed.
My dad's been done it for 47 years. Well, back in the day, it used to be aerators. They would, like you said, the fire department, they would go to put that pump truck, they'd pump that water out. It's like tanks lawn or the court, and they put them in the pool, put it down.
Well, there was a water tank truck down there by the cemetery as well that he would.
Bag shop, yeah.
All right.
Was that the second reading or first?
All right, we good. This is our second reading. Read already last meeting, so with that said, like I said.
I don't think you accepted as read.
Well, it was to discuss.
I think we just discussed it. I don't think we actually read the formal ordinance the last meeting.
This is our first reading. I've read it. I think it's our first reading. Jake, maybe, but okay.
Maybe read it, but I don't think it's official action.
Okay, all right. So like I said, wastewater summer average stays in here June, July, August, and September are considered summer months. October, November, December, January is winter months. That would be what your average would be. So do I have a motion to approve the first reading of 2021-R-010?
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy?
Huh? Okay. Yes.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side nay. Motion approved first reading. All right. Somebody want to waive the reading of the.
I'll make a motion to waive the second reading.
Second. Got a second. Second by Matt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side nay. Okay. Motion to approve ordinance number 2021-R-010. Matt, second.
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side nay. Motion approved.
All right.
Unfinished business. We had American Rescue Plan, Baker Tilly Advisement Services. I think we'll go get some more stuff you want to talk about. I think we'll table it a little bit till we get a little bit more information. We just were hoping, I think, to find, see where we was, where we stand with everything. And I think everybody's kind of moving things, getting things in the right order. So we'll table that and go into new business. Archive Social contract.
So we have a contract for you for Archive Social for the amount of $2,988, what that is. This is a third-party entity that archives all of our social media posting and comments for open record law, just to help us basically maintain that, say, in compliance with the law.
And you said it was $2,089?
$2,988.
Is this per year?
It is an annual contract.
All right, so with that said, we're needing a motion to continue to do the services that we have with this contract, an amount of $2,988, is what you said? All right, got a motion?
So moved.
All right, motion for Terry, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, second by Matt, any discussion about it?
Charlie, is this recommended by the people who designed our website?
This is recommended by several entities outside of the website. Again, with the Facebook and social media posting and stuff of that nature, it kind of all goes hand in hand.
Go ahead.
Anybody else? Okay, all right, so with that said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Any park and recreation town credit cards?
Yeah, with the, Michelle, you want to handle that from your perspective?
Sure, in order for the, well, Charlie is the park superintendent, and Amy Campbell is the pool and events manager. You have to give permission for me to apply for credit cards for them through Chase. We already have a town Chase card program, but I need your all's authority in order to add those two positions.
Okay, all right, so as court treasurer, Mrs. Miller has described to you all, for it to work out well for her and for us to be right with the State Board of Accounts and everybody else, a few more signatures that have access to that credit card. I'm assuming it's going to be yourself. And
yeah, so I have a card for the town. What this card would be for is dedicated to the parks.
Okay.
So for purchase of product, a lot of our vendors in the pool for supplies, whether it be food and drink for the concessions and so on and so forth, require a credit card for purchases. We currently don't have one within the parks department. And after having some conversation with Michelle, utilizing my town general account, a card was not advised, and we have a dedicated card for that department.
The parks bills get submitted at a different time than the regular bills.
Absolutely.
Makes it easier.
Thanks for your two names, Charlie.
Myself and then Amy Campbell, who's our pool and events manager.
And it's just for those two positions. That way, if the employees change, we don't have to come back before you and ask permission.
It's issued to the park superintendent. That would be me by default, and then the pool and events manager, which currently is Amy Campbell. By her holding that position.
All right. Charlie, do you know what is a requested limit? What were
5,000?
5,000. I think it's what all.
That's across the board. Bless you.
Okay.
Mr. Harris, you okay?
Thank you, Michelle.
I'm good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have any more questions about the pool reparation? I know, like I said, as I'll say it later on, but guys are really working hard in this pool, so thank you.
Does this need to be written in ordinance, or is this just an
No, as long as it's in the minutes. Y'all just need to vote.
It's an approval.
Right. I'll make a motion to approve the credit cards to be assigned to the two positions.
I'll second.
Okay, same by Manny. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
All right. While we're talking about the pool, is it going to open on time and all the air is good?
I can get on that in my report.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Our last new business was our amended on our agenda was the Wilson Road conversation. As many of you know, when we all first in office, this project was starting. You can see that Mr. Thiemann is moving right along as quickly as done. I think his due diligence as far as what we expected out of him, I think we got a little bit more down on that little turn right there. I think that they're going to deal with when they do the final paving. But I think Charlie wants to discuss we discussed about the one way or we need to get with, I think there's four or five residents on that street where we can sit down and maybe discuss. So,
Charlie?
So basically, you have in front of you a map that shows Wilson. You see a yellow line, a red line, a green line. district, Mr. Themis, built those townhomes there, as you see from 65 off of Wilson Lane. That's actually within the Clarksville municipality. You all approved access to Wilson Lane, which was obviously a town road. For that, part of that agreement was the way that the entry is designed, it would be a left in, right out only. And then taking it a step further, once the project had progressed on a little further with its residents there, you all investigated potential no through traffic or a one-way option for Wilson Lane. So with that map in front of you shows, after talking to Jake, the recommendation is where the red line is, we would install a sign that would say no through traffic, basically, from there. And then same thing with the yellow, no through traffic. And the idea is that we get people flowing the direction Green Arrow's pointing through there. So we wanted to, it'd be very hard just to make that one little section one going through there. So I think just making it a no through traffic conversation pretty much solved our issue. Again, I wanted to introduce this to you guys for conversation on a direction for the next meeting to be considered.
There were some, after we started this a year or so ago, there were some issues with Wilson. A culvert was...
we've had that repaired.
All that, everything's been repaired, it's all good on there.
Yeah, it's still a pretty narrow road.
It's very narrow, but it has issues.
Correct. And I think that's part of the concern was make sure that the traffic from that development utilized Terry Lane instead of Wilson. So again, I think this just adds to the top there from an enforcement standpoint. After talking to Jake, obviously it'd be very difficult to, from a one-way standpoint, so maybe just a no-through traffic conversation would suffice. Again, I think the residents, the new residents in that development there would have a difficult time turning left out of there because of the way the entry's designed. Again, because we want that traffic to continue to go to Terry, so.
Okay. All right, so we'll take care of what we need to take care of. We'll decide on this on our next meeting, have a conversation.
All right, here's the site. You call me, you call Jason, we can talk through it. Good game plan, get us the next meeting.
Absolutely, thank you. Okay, we use staff reports. Still up.
So with it on parks, if schools come up, yes. To our knowledge and the way we are moving, the pool will be open on time. It will open Friday before Memorial Day is the goal. We have crews out there working, recoating the surface, fixing the issues that were out there. We have crews out there today power washing the pool, prepping to fill later this week. And then we'll continue to work through to get that prepped and ready to go for everything when we open. We've gone through and then we have a meeting, I think next week, scheduled with our lifeguards. We do have all the positions filled for lifeguards and concessions. We'll be having a meeting with them, with Michelle Metcalf as HR standpoint, to go through all the HR process for onboarding. And then here in the next couple weekends, we'll be working. I say next couple weekends. There'll be a handful of weekends from now when we open, but there'll be some mandatory work days for those new staff employees to come out there and help get this place back in shape. Obviously, we didn't open last year, so there's just some general cleaning and maintenance that need to be done internally in the building prior to opening. So I think we're going to be putting sail up in one corner. We've kind of changed. We're going to do some, we have private parties, and we're going to have what we call semi-private parties as well. We just ran out a little area of the pool instead of the entire pool, so we can still be open. So we're going to have a designated area for that. And obviously, we have new slides that are out there as well. So it's shaping up pretty good. If you haven't been out there to the pool here lately, I'd encourage you to take a ride by there. For that, I got a meeting this week with NDOT. We're going to sit down and have some conversation. As you know, the Silver Creek School Corporation is moving forward with their renovations at the site, I believe. If they haven't got their approval, I think they're pretty close to it. So we're going to be meeting with NDOT and the school as well. As you know, the Highway 31 construction reconstruct project has been a hot topic of conversation from a town standpoint to get 31 back into shape in general. What we'd like to do, and kind of pitch the idea out there, is since the school is going to be rehabbing their facilities as well, is there a way to work in and realign the entries with the school corporation as well as the NDOT project at 403? We don't know. We're going to have a general conversation, see if we can't move that needle, and maybe do some realignments as part of that 31 NDOT project moving forward. So start to establish pretty good communications with the school corporation on some things. I think this is just a assigned to that.
So have they voted on, what are they, you said for rehab, is it total rehab?
I don't know the details yet, so that's part, that's gonna be part of the meeting come Thursday.
So we don't know if it's just the high school, elementary school, middle?
I don't know.
No, it's middle school, high school, primary school. They're all gonna get renovation, additions. It's a $55 million project.
So, again, I've heard, you know, Councilman Zernick, he's obviously, researched a little bit, I haven't, knowing that we were going into this meeting, I wanted to hear, from them, and see what they've got going on, so, again, I guess it's all in the schools, $55 million, pretty large investment, so.
When y'all have your meeting, keep in mind, are we just approving the plan and zoning for the new signs, stuff with BZA and everything, so, try to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think overall, it's, Dr. Brohard and I have some good conversation, I think just, again, building that relationship with the school corporation, overall, moving forward on stuff, especially, we're on a move as a town, they're on a move as a school corporation, I think it behooves both entities to work hand in hand, they do what we do, they do what they do, the same communication, so we can, if there's opportunities to work together for the community as a whole, we can do that together.
So will they be at that NDOT meeting as well?
Yes, correct. We are moving forward, again, I sent you an email about the planning for the championships, obviously, the boys, the girls, and the cheerleaders, are all state champs this year, so we'll be putting together a formal program, ideally mid to late May, for that, I've got some feelers out, some special guests, that should receive word on later this week, and otherwise, we'll be finalizing some of those plans here, within the next week or two, hopefully, to make an announcement on a special program for the championships, for those teams at the school. We had a beautiful celebration this past weekend, may have noticed some flowers planted over at Wilkerson, I wanna thank Michelle Metcalf, your executive secretary, as well as Michelle Miller for helping plan that out and making it very beautiful, and we had a nice little group show up and then help take care of that. Thought we were gonna lose some of it with the freeze here the last week or so, but everything seems to come out alright on that. With that, school troop will also be out there this weekend's Derby morning, doing some work around there, so, again, all this is in preparation for the Memorial Day weekend programs. Hydro flushing, I know there's been some groundwater complaints here and there, it's not widespread, but we do, we are still working through that, we did a flushing, and we did some pretty heavy flushing last week, which I think stirred up the system pretty well, we're still going around hitting some spots on the flushing to get all that work through the system, so it is safe, there's no hazard, it's, it's a little bit brown, here's my water from down the hall, it's clear, it's, I think it just comes back to the system, us taking over as management, going through and running this thing through and getting it to where it needs to be as part of the growing pains and getting this thing right, so. So we've got that going, still. Brandy, I met with some of the residents over at the pool or over at near Silver Creek Township Park. I want to congratulate them on their dog park opening. I think they had a dog park open this past weekend. It seems to be pretty well received in the community, so I think while not our park within our borders, I think it's a great addition to the Silver Creek community as an entity, and applaud the trustee over there for doing that. In conversation with Brandy, with some of the residents over at Active Court and Gage, and I've had some conversation where we sit down with the township trustee and come up with a solution for that. That should hopefully benefit everybody, some of the partnership, so we want to move through in a positive way from that standpoint. I think that's all I have for right now, if y'all have any questions.
Anybody have any questions?
Did I understand you say something about sale at the pool?
Yes, it's a sail, it's a shade sail. You see them, they're a triangle piece of fabric, decorative, make different colors or something, we're gonna be looking, installing for one corner there. If you walk into the pool from the main gate and go all the way to the right, you've got kind of a dead area over there that we're gonna utilize for that. That'll be the semi-private area. So, sits out in the sun, we wanna have some shade over there, this will be just a nice little addition.
Okay.
I think, to go along with that.
Alright.
One other thing, flags. We are going to be replacing flags through town. I appreciate that, Frank. Flags through town. The Parks Board is going to split that expense with us. on replacing flags. If you've noticed, you know, I think 3 or 4 years ago, we had real nice American flags. We lined the wall, we used a good 31 width. And over the years, they got old, dirty, torn, and we progressively moved the flags in closer and closer because we're just running out of flags. The new ones we're looking at, we'll be able to leave them a little longer. They have the spinning poles, so they don't get wrapped up around everything. We'll be able to leave them out a little bit longer. So I approached the Parks Board and they agreed to pay for half of that expense overall with that. So.
Have you thought about the new refurbished road or section on Old 60?
I have not. I'd be glad to look at putting any type of flags that you as the council would like me to do that with. Just let me know. Some of his availability of poles and stuff in that standpoint. So.
Thank you.
Community crossing grants, we should be kicking those off, I would think, within the next month or so. We haven't gotten enough word on the funds yet, so we're still waiting on the funding. Once we get the funding commitments on that, we'll be jumping off pretty quick to get some of that stuff under shovel and get going that way.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? All right, moving right on along. Mike Harris from JTL, here's a little full update on some things.
Yeah, no formal report. I'll tell you that the pre-construction meeting for the plant project was held today. Charlie was there for a little bit, Brandon was there for a little bit. They'll be getting mobilized out to the site here in the next couple of weeks. They will be, I guess that's north of the plant, where we'll start seeing fence go up and a bunch of rock and trailers coming in. Actually, that's where that over there, work area will be. We will have I had mentioned having something around first week of May for the groundbreaking. We're going to push it back a little bit, maybe first of June. We will make sure they have some equipment in there and all the trailers to make it so it looks like a construction site out there. I'm working with Charlie on how we're going to get that set up. I do have a copy of this is an original signed contract. I don't know if that should go to Michelle.
I'll take it.
Okay. So this is
She's the keeper of the record.
She's the keeper. Okay. Very important. This is the you're all signed original of all the contract documents. I guess that's it. Do you have any questions?
That was the Perry Crossing lift station.
They are done with. They're done with all the work in the wet well. I believe at this point they are just waiting for the control panel to come in and. Town's taken back over operations out there.
And Mike, are you done, Scott?
I'm all sorry. Right, yes, sir.
With the absence of supplies that we're experiencing in our industry, do you see with the sewer plant, do you see that being an issue? Or I know that I'm not asking you to read a crystal ball here or anything, but do you see anything forthcoming that we might be stalled out on getting equipment or that type of thing?
Yeah, there'll be some things that take longer to begin. The good thing is this is such a long project and they've got to do a lot of digging and concrete work. And so some of the items, we actually talked about that today. So some of the pumps and valves and things that may take a little longer, they've got that built into their schedule.
Okay.
They do, for the most part, some of that was coming. They've put off some of the pieces. For instance, they're not going to do the work across the airport until next year. So they're anticipating pipe prices are going to go back down. So they're putting some things off to account for that.
Okay. I just heard, you know, nightmares about lumber. You know,
all that's crazy. It's crazy. And some of these things already have for a lot of this equipment we're talking about, they don't just keep it on the shelf. So they build most of this.
It's custom built.
It's custom built.
Okay.
So they're already 12, 14, 16, 24 weeks on some of these items anyway.
Okay.
It's built in.
Does this wet well that we're working on for Covered Bridge, does it eliminate any of the lift stations around town?
No, this is just stopgap repair.
Okay.
It was to repair it and line it. It was on the verge of falling down.
At one time, we did talk about that, though.
Yeah, we talked about building a brand new one.
Right.
But then in the long range planning, it was probably going to go away. So I spent money to rebuild it.
Okay.
And did enough time out of it.
Right. Okay.
Any other questions for Mike?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Jake Deller, our town attorney.
I personally don't have anything, but that's.
Thank you.
Some music playing or something?
Give you all some time. He needs to go print something off and bring before this board. It sounds like he's walking back out here, so you can give him a minute or two. Speaking of which, good to go.
This on my desk. High school lift station, as you know, we have some odor issues down and around the library and have for a while. A little bit of history there. We started, we had some chemical treatment last year upstream to add to that force main that comes down from Perry Crossing. And then again in the high school lift station well to help with some of those odor issues. It helped some, but I think everyone agreed that there's some other things that need to be dealt with that. So what I have here and what I had for consideration for, we've got some quotes from some mixers to put into two of the stations that feed into that, well, the high school and then one upstream. Basically what these mixers do is interject oxygen. They basically mix up what's in the well to help prevent the odor buildup from the hydrogen sulfide gas, more or less. So what I'd ask the council is to consider for the wastewater department to purchase two mixers, KSB mixers, and a total of $33,580 to get these things purchased and installed in these stations to help with the odor issues that we experience.
Where are they going?
One of them would go in the Sunset Hills station, which is up top of the line. And then the other one would be down here at the high school station, which is located right behind the library. And what our hope is, we take this chemical treatment offline, which we're currently spending about $5,000 a month on chemical. To add to this, it's obviously not working. So what we want to do is put these mixers in, turn the chemical off, see if this works. And then if we need to, we can come back in and try to add chemical on top of. But I anticipate these mixers having some pretty decent impact on this.
Is this a total of $33,000?
It's a total of $33,580 for both. That's installed.
Done any research to see if they actually work?
We have had installed other mixers in other locations and they have worked, I think.
So why do you get this continued smell? I smelled it last night at Perry Crossing. What is that? Is the project that we're doing it going to address that?
The current project at Perry Crossing?
No. So that's the furthest one up the line. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a sewer guy, and don't take us the wrong way, but I think you would start, wouldn't you start the furthest up the line and then work your way back down to, by the time it gets to the high school station, you shouldn't have any issues.
So as the sewage works its way down the force main, the oxygen is eaten out of the sewer treatment by the bacteria that's in there. Once that's gone, that's when you start getting the buildup of the hydrogen sulfide gas that gets in there. We have an oxygenator somewhere on 31 we put back in service last year with the hope that this would help the issue. And it is not. Again, we've had some incremental. This is another option to try to help with the problem. The problem is we have a 5-mile long force main, is what it comes down to. That's an extremely long force main. Sewer sitting in there for a very long time. And that is what's producing the gas, because that force main ultimately comes out at the high school station. So again, the more we can add upstream, but as this stuff gets down into the high school station, instead of sitting there waiting to get pumped out, we can mix it while it's there. It should help at that station as well. Because again, it still has to make its way through the 5-mile force main.
Would chemicals at Perry Crossing with...
We've had chemicals. We've done that too.
Doesn't work? So there's no solution to Perry Crossing in that smell?
This will help at the Sunset with the Sunset Hills mixer may help at Perry Crossing as well. Because we're starting further upstream than that.
The one at the library has been an issue for years. I know if I lived around there I would be complaining.
people around there smelling, drive through it, there's people that live right there by it. Our wastewater director literally lives right next to it. So if anybody knows the problem, she does.
Right.
So I'm gonna trust her because this is obviously affecting her every day of the week, 24 hours a day, because she lives right next to it as well. So again, I mean, we've tried multiple things, we've talked to Mike and others on options on how to do this. The only way that we know of for sure that it's gonna fix this problem is do away with that force main. That's a very long and very expensive process for rerunning a gravity sewer line from Perry Crossing to 31. We're also looking at some options to take some of the flow off of the high school lift station and redirect it to a different station for capacity issues as well as some of the other issues. Again, this is another option that should help us with these problems, especially the odor issue. Mike, do you have anything to add on that?
I was gonna say that at least one of the mixers was recommended in the master plan. I mean, he was talking about he's been listening to all these sewer conversations. You're adding more oxygen in, so there's more for the bugs to eat as it goes down through there. That's ultimately the only way to fix it. The chemical, most of the chemicals just mask it. It's like going out running and then putting deodorant on and not taking a shower. So you smell chemical and sewer. The only way to really fix it is to get more oxygen in the line. If you had the ozone injection system, if you had 10 of those along there, that would solve the problem, but you'd spend, $1 million to put those in there. So this is a very common way of doing it. It was one of the recommended items. I think we had talked about Perry Crossing, I can't remember, and it may have been Sunset, about putting mixers in there at the top of the line, which you were talking about.
A couple of years ago, the council did a project that redirected the force main down on Paradise Line railroad tracks that dumps out down here at Broadway and Utica, and we started experiencing some pretty decent odor issues down here with Utica and Broadway as well. Again, another reason we're going to add here at the high school station the mixer, because the further as it comes down, the more potent it gets. The more oxygen we can introduce to this thing throughout the system, the more impact it's going to have. So again, I think it's just, this is another step in improving the overall system and service and the impact of the residents, especially with the odor issue when you talk about sewer.
Pretty much like a golf course superintendent. He uses a fan in there, with a shade or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
A fan? Yeah. Is the plan to put a mixer in a Perry Crossing?
Where'd you say Sunset?
Sunset.
So, which is even further upstream than Perry Crossing.
It would need to get there. The golden plan with this is we would put this in Sunset to help the Perry Crossing issue. We put it in high school to help the high school issue and the downtown Broadway issue as we go through the line.
Could this work? Could we potentially put more in?
Absolutely.
So this is our trial and error. Should we try it with just one or should we try it with two?
I think we should try it with two. We need to start upstream as it comes down. I think, again, the more that we can put in, the better off we're going to be, because the more injection of O2 we're getting into this thing.
So, in your mind, Charlie and Mike, putting the mixers in, is it for just odor only, or does it add to the infrastructure as far as making it last longer? Does it help with that, or is it just for an odor problem only?
It does, ultimately, because he was talking about the hydrogen sulfide being created, and then when it discharges and all that sewage splashes, that's when the gas gets released and then it chews up the concrete. So in the wet well, so if you go to high school and look, it looks like somebody's been in there with a hammer just beating on that for years and years, which was the issue at Perry Crossing. So the more air you get in there, you're cutting down on the hydrogen sulfide, which cuts down on the odor and cuts down on the degradation of concrete.
So the pump station, I'm just trying to get a picture. Pump station Sunset pumps over to Perry Crossing.
Yep.
And just so I understand, how big is this pipe? How big's the pipe?
I don't even think it's that big. Six or eight, maybe?
For all that sewer?
6 inch.
From there?
Yeah.
It's an 8-inch pipe?
I want to say it's a 6, if I remember correctly. You can get a lot more through a pump, through a pressure system than through a gravity system.
Right, yeah. So, okay. So the pump stations themselves are the issues, the pipes going from pump station are not the issues at this point.
It's the length
of the pipe.
We have that goes from station to station.
Right.
To carry what we have coming to the plant.
So it goes into each well, and then it pumps back up from there into the pressure system that way.
Right.
You know, I've tried to get a picture of it, you know, I've never visited one, never been there. Don't know if I want to go there.
I'll take you to it.
No, I'm good, you can explain it to me. But, you know, it just seems like people, when you tell them, I tell people how many pumping stations we have, and it's
a concrete pit. You know, you see them around town, you probably see them and not realize what it is, but then, you know, they're fenced in, it's a concrete pit, you've got electrical panels up, there's a, you know, usually one or two, you know, cylinder concrete slabs on the ground with hinged stainless doors. And, you know, if you pop it up, look in there, I mean, there varies, width around and depths. Some of them are very large, some of them are kind of small.
We got 50 of them, right?
Yeah, 50. So, you know, you look in there and there's pipe coming in, there's stuff flowing out of it, down the bottom, there's pumps at the bottom, they pick up what's there, they pump out into another pipe, it's under pressure, and, you know, it forces it through to the next one. Well, once you get, you know, prepared to cross the road, it doesn't exit until it gets to the high school or right there behind the library. At that point, it's been in there for...
It just stays in the...
Days.
Days and days.
Kind of ferments in there.
It's exactly what's happening.
You hear people say it turns septic. That's what it is. It turns septic. It's the same as if it was just sitting in an open pit for a long time. It just sits there. There's no air getting down into it, and it turns septic.
So the length of time it's in the pipe is what determines why it smells as bad.
Correct.
But some of them don't smell hardly at all.
Right.
No. You're exactly right. So, you know, if you're just going a very short distance, it's mixed, it's oxygenized, it's got the oxygen, it goes to the pipe, and then sunsets, it exits into another one, and, you know, continues to do that. It's introducing oxygen, so bacteria has something to feed off of. The problem is when it gets locked into the system, there's nothing there, oxygen goes away, and then it starts producing that hydrogen sulfide gas, which is what you smell in that odor. And again, this is from the you know, our system is very narrow, very long, linear. It has a very long way to go. We have a very, very long force main that causes a lot of issues. We have a very long force main that comes to get to where it is Perry Crossing. So starting upstream and then working our way down, anytime we can introduce that oxygen and oxygenate the stuff, the less impact we're going to have on the odor and smell, as well as the toxin or the caustic nature of it once it exits into another station.
I got another theory, question, what have you. We're doing our sewer plant to handle what we have. What if we had a, I don't know, I guess there's some towns with more than one sewer plant. Have you heard about that, or have you ever heard that before?
Just
saying, what if there's a sewer plant, a treatment plant, somewhere in between?
Like a substation.
Sure. Well, I mean, Jeffersonville's got two plants. They've got one at River Ridge and one downtown. So that was looked at, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. We talked about putting one up by the golf course, actually.
Right.
And it was, part of the issue was the existing plant needed so much work that you were going to be really doing two projects. You were going to have to rehab the existing plant and build a new plant, so your cost was going to go up. And then you've got two plants to operate, so you're talking more operational expense, personnel. And at the time, the public works folks at the time said, forget it, we want one plant down there.
Well, it just would seem like at some point in time, in the future, instead of, you know, pushing all this down to there, would that not be an option to make it property acquisition.
Sure, oh, absolutely.
How much more would it cost to take care of that there than try to move it all down here?
Sure, absolutely.
Plus the wet wells and pumping and all that to get there. I don't know, I'm like Scott, I'm not a sewer guy, but I'm thinking about is it cost effective? Does it make sense?
Sure.
As an engineer, you know.
So at some point it will make sense to look at that. And you also have to look at how many ratepayers do you have? You know, at some point it doesn't make sense from a rate perspective to do that. But in the future, it very well may.
I'm just thinking, you know, if we have, you know, we're spending 20 on it, if you had to build our plant where we're at from scratch, you know, put a price tag on it, is it double? Is it, you know?
To build to just start from scratch and build one?
If we did have one.
Probably 30 to 35.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking out there, what if we had a $12 million plant?
Right.
Or something that would take some pressure up there and solve some problems?
Sure.
Just, you know, something to think about, you know.
Yep. And Charlie's brought the same thing up.
Did he?
Yep.
He's always one step.
It's like you guys were you all trading notes or?
Okay, all right. Well, I did that on the fly, I didn't know anything, so, thank you.
So again, I've got a proposal here for two mixers installed, $16,895 each. Total $33,580, I'm gonna ask the council to consider the purchase and installation for this.
Can I ask you a question, Charlie?
Yes.
What's the life expectancy of these things? Would you know, you have any kind of clue, or are they broken a year?
I can get into the warranty on this, but I don't.
I'm just curious, I mean, if we're spending this kind of money.
Michael's?
I mean, most of this equipment should last 15 to 20 years with normal main, you have to do the normal maintenance on them.
And we know how to do that?
Yeah, so we've got one, and I'm checking to see how many we actually have currently in our system. I know there's one in the Sterling Oak Station, and it's been there for 3 or 4 years operating continuously. So again, I think it just goes back to anything new maintenance required.
Well, you know, other than just, you know, when, you know, people ask you a question, like, you know, is this just for odor only, you know, you like to hook something else to it, it's a value.
No, I think the value add, not just for the odor, I think the value add on the longevity of the stations themselves.
Sure.
Is part of this.
Makes the station last longer, needed for odor, and it helps keep the infrastructure more intact for a longer period of time.
Randy, it kind of looks like an outboard boat motor. I mean, it's just a propeller under there spinning, moving the water.
And that makes it better.
Makes it better.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Thanks, Charlie.
So with that said, I'm asking for a motion to approve these two mixers, total price of $33,580.
So moved.
Motion by who?
Matt.
Scott.
Second.
Second by Matt, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, aye, motion approved. Thank you, Tom. All right, sorry, here in the middle of the other day, Mr. McGoy, you have anything to?
I have none.
Terry?
No, I'm good.
Matt?
I'm good.
Randy?
Well, you know, we'd have to be the one that have to say something.
No, you're wrong, I'm gonna say something.
No, I just wanna thank everybody for our town employees. They've been out there working a lot, they do a lot of things that we don't see, we don't realize. I like calling the town down, I get an answer, you know, not just as, you know, me and other people call, they're getting an answer. We're trying to be accountable for what we're doing, and it seems to be working. Charlie's been easy to communicate with, we've been working on some issues that, you know, with some traffic and different things like that, but, you know, past that, I think we have a really good working system now. Is it perfect? No, it's never gonna be perfect, but we're making it as good as it can be. Just like I say, I'm happy with the town employees, and I'm happy with the direction we're going. That's all.
I agree with you now.
The only two things that I had on my thing, like Charlie mentioned about the pool, looks that I have gone up there quite often, and Randy and Scott, that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, they've done an outstanding job, so I encourage y'all to go up there and look. I mean, it's a bit of an exciting thing. I mean, these guys have got some knowledge, and we're glad to have these two guys part of our team as far as the right direction of what we're wanting to go, the good leaders. Like I said, everybody's a good leader in our community. That's what's, like Randy just said, it's great to see everything moving forward. Like I said, we hired Charlie, we paid Charlie a good price tag. They're going to continue to do that, and he's done that, and I'm very happy, and I thank you for that. So, lastly, we lost a good Samaritan of our community, Mrs. Sue Mosley, over the weekend. As most people know, the park is named after her husband, and so it's, they've always been good to our community as far as their generosity and everything, and I appreciate them doing that. So I know we're looking forward to Mike Payne Masonry Additions going to be putting up that new wall, their sign, where we'll be putting the new signage. So I don't have to try, probably. We'll be getting together too. I just got a couple phone calls from some people the other day wanting to plant a tree in her memory, over by where the sign is going to be at. So, but that was a nice thing. And I know a lot of people from, I think her son's law office, they went and took a picture of the sign. I said, well, we've got to do what comes. So, hanging there with us. So.
Yeah, don't plan ahead, because let's figure out where the new sign's going.
That's right. Yeah, we got to figure out what we've got going, but that's what, just tell everybody that, hey, we are moving forward. So, but other than that, that's all I have. Michelle, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
I do want to thank you and working and Charlie. So, like, things have been really, you all got a lot of things going, and I appreciate your help and support with all that. So, so once again, I just ask for a motion. Adjourn.
I move.
Okay. A motion by Scott, second by Matt. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 6:59.